This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 28th of July, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, it's a warm and sunny day. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are basking under clear skies. In Haifa, a gentle breeze offers some relief from the heat. Eilut enjoys a bright sunny day, perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post, in the past hour, Netanyahu plans to meet Trump to discuss not only Iran, but also Gaza, Saudi Arabia's nuclear ambitions, and Turkey. Also, I-24 News reports, just one in three Americans supports the war with Iran, with many unsure of Trump's objectives. Also this hour, Times of Israel notes the Pentagon removed four troops killed in renewed Iran fighting from the official war death toll, sparking concerns over accurate reporting. Separately, JNS highlights how Tel Aviv's Florentine neighborhood reflects Israeli society since October 7th, becoming a vibrant canvas amid trauma. And finally, Forward discusses earlier today critiques of Israel's government, suggesting it seeks to use rather than protect American Jews, referencing past anti-Semitic violence. Here's what people are saying online. Middle East 24, a regional news outlet, writing just minutes ago, reports that Iraqi militia fighters have been deployed to southern Iran in anticipation of a potential conflict with the United States. The Times of Israel shared earlier that the IDF shot down a drone near the Jordanian border. The origin of the drone remains unknown. Ynet Global reported earlier today that Jared Kushner sold a significant stake in the Israeli financial giant Phoenix, retaining a 7.4% share after the sale. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Netanyahu's meeting with Trump. The Jerusalem Post outlines that while Iran remains a key agenda item, other regional issues like Gaza and Saudi Arabia's nuclear program are also crucial. Diplomatic tensions could rise as the leaders face disagreements over the U.S.-Saudi nuclear deal and Turkey's acquisition of F-35 jets. This meeting could have significant implications for regional alliances and security. Turning to American public opinion on the Iran conflict, I-24 News highlights a recent survey showing only one-third of Americans support the war. Many remain uncertain about President Trump's strategic goals. This uncertainty may affect U.S. domestic policy and international relations as the administration seeks public backing for potential military actions. Meanwhile, The Times of Israel reports on the Pentagon's controversial decision to exclude four troops from the official war death toll. The Pentagon attributes this to an administrative oversight, not an attempt to downplay the conflict's toll. This raises questions about transparency and accountability in reporting military casualties. Separately, JNS describes how Tel Aviv's Florentine neighborhood has transformed into a vivid expression of Israeli resilience through street art. Since October 7th, graffiti has become a powerful form of expression reflecting the nation's spirit. This artistic response exemplifies the cultural and emotional resilience of Israeli society amid ongoing challenges. And finally, Forward's report criticizes the Israeli government's approach to American Jews. It suggests that instead of offering protection, Israel may be exploiting these communities for political purposes. This commentary comes in the wake of past anti-Semitic incidents and could influence the relationship between Israel and the global Jewish diaspora. On the economic front, first, according to CTEC, OpenAI has selected Israel's Sheba Medical Center as its first international partner for healthcare AI. This collaboration grants Sheba early access to cutting-edge AI models, advancing their clinical applications. Separately, Walla Business reports on the dramatic conclusion of an international manhunt involving a fugitive from Panama linked to the Great Scam. The operation culminated at Ben Gurion Airport, underscoring the global nature of financial crime. And finally, Ynet Business notes that Mobilize founder Amnon Shashua announced he will step down as CEO after 27 years. Shashua will continue to influence the company's future as he transitions to a chairman role, focusing on strategic technological initiatives. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 10:00 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.